Hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus. So the songs went along with that today unknowingly. Psalm 85. Psalm 85. Verse 6. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? That's why I'm always telling about the joy today. Your people may rejoice. Some of us have counted the life as more heavier and stronger and powerful than the word of God. Okay? So you are entangled into the ties of the world which is around you, your world around you. So as you are looking at the scripture, you are telling, Lord, restore us. You are a God of salvation, and cause your anger toward us to cease. And then he is telling, will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? There is a rejoice in the anointing. There is a rejoice in the anointing. Because anointing will take care of every details of your life. Anointing shall take care of every detail of your life. This is what God wants me to know this week. It will take care of every detail of my life. Right? So Psalm 85 says that, okay, please revive us now. And then even in Habakkuk, turn to Habakkuk, chapter 3. Okay, we've almost crossed the center or the middle of this year. So verse 2 says, O Lord, I have heard the report of you and was afraid. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make yourself known. Okay? So he's telling, revive us. And verse 3, his glory covered the heavens and the earth was full of his praise. And his brightness was like the sunlight. We know that. Rays streamed from his hand, and in there, in sunlike splendor, was a hiding place of his power. Okay? Hiding place of his power. So, the world around you, your own world around you, may bring so many things against this, but there you go into a hiding place, you know, day in and day out, you know, that hiding place is a place of power. The hiding place is a place of power. If you realize every bit of the scriptures and put it into your soul, it will enlarge. And that will help you going, okay? So hiding place of his power. So today God wants us to know that even Jesus Christ, you know, when he was on this earth, he was full of power. Okay, you want to see that? Go to Luke chapter 4. While he was, you know, still waiting to enter into his ministry, while he just took the baptism and heard God speaking, chapter 4 of Luke says this. Then Jesus, full of, look at that. That's where I want to go today. How about you? Jesus what? It's not half full of. It's not questionably full of. It is what? It is F-U-L-L. It's not F-O-O-L. It is what? F-U-L-L. So full of. Come on. So you put that in capital letter in your notebook or in your pad. Like it is full of. So that means there was not a bit, not a trace of a gap in him. Father is somebody who gives full. So Jesus, when he received, he did not receive handful, he received the whole full. Okay? So head over tail full. It was overwhelmingly full because he was full of that what was inside of him, like, you know, the vibration of heaven, you know, moving and surging through his spirit, soul and body, full like a earthquake and a in a mountain and a lava flowing out, and the lava comes with the, you know, the fire and the lava, the fire and the lava, the fire and the lava. That kind of a full was on Jesus. He was full. That means how many times he fell down, can't receive the fullness of what came upon him. We don't know. How many times he said, ooh, he said, ah, we don't know. He was full, like a real full. Because he was full, like real full, he could be controlled by that fullness. Why I have a zigzag? Why I go in and out of this? Why I'm up and down of this? Why I am not able to go in a full speed in the same way in the spirit, soul and body? Because I am not controlled by the spirit. Why up and down? I was okay in the church, but on the way home something happened. You know, my soulish realm was, you know, poked somewhere. And you know, my mouth spoke something, and my mind was dodging somewhere, and I lost what I got. You got it? If you are full, that fullness of something which has come from heaven will control you. Okay? Any situation and every situation. Are you listening to this? Are you learning? Is it going inside? So your soul listens to that spirit, the power which has come. Soul say salute, bows before that. Soul has many types of disturbances and distractions. Only soul makes you to be poor in your spirit. And soul is the one leaks everything out. So soul is not okay, every area of your soul, okay? If it's not okay, then you know what happens? Whatever you receive, it's leaked out. Because the soul. Now, we are going for something which will control us, because here we are yielding ourselves, saying, God, we need the fullness in us. And the same power which was operating on Jesus could operate on us, otherwise it won't be in the Bible. To tease us, this all the scriptures had teased me and stirred me up for years and years and years. Okay? And so Jesus was full of and controlled. If I have to be controlled in everything, and I have to walk a walk with the power of God all the time, 24/7, my talk is okay, my thinking is okay, my look is okay, my behavior is okay, my, you know, whatever, my relationship is okay, you know, my love life is okay. Come on, right over there and put a thing. That's the number one foundation, people of God. That's the number one foundation which we get attacked lots, and we react bad. We don't react right, okay? We don't. Because, you know, that love life, love life, love life, love life, love life, controlled by the love life. And then, you know, dead to self, dead to this, dead to that, and dead to that, and dead to that. Even to that greatest expectation that's running in your heart right now. So, you are not affected. I want to go to that place. What you want? I want to go to that place. This hide and seek is not useful. You know, draw near to me. Where were you? Huh? That's why, you know, we have to draw near to your heart. Huh, my heart, respond to you. When? How many times? See, not as a connected, stagnant, you know, continual life. Somebody has to sing, I'm far. Okay, I'm drawing near to your heart. See, so I was aware I'm drawing. We'll have to take away such songs, right? Permanently, continually tied up to that link, connection. Come on. Tie yourself with that link, that connection, the power source, the life source, the power from on high, the power authority, Jesus Christ. You got the point right now? So he is telling you, you can be controlled. Say controlled. Controlled means something which is in lordship over you. So come, I want to tell him, Lord, I fooled you last week in so many things. God, I gave excuses because I couldn't connect with you. And I know that I'm not able to connect with you. And I said, okay, tomorrow let me see. And tomorrow I couldn't connect with you. I said, okay, I know God, you forgive God. I'll connect with you, God. But that hide and seek has to be stopped, oh God. This non-stop connection I need. So what I do right now, sitting here, I say, I yield myself to you. Everything what is agitating in me, not letting me connect with you well, I allow myself, give permission to myself right now, God. Because it's a journey, I cannot retreat, I cannot run away, I cannot find some other place, because never again I will find anybody else in this whole world other than you. You are the only life source. So let me be completely yielded to you. And this coming 7 days I give you, God. Tell him, this coming 7 days I give you. I will go from glory to glory. I will not come from A to Z. I will go, A plus, and then A double plus, and A triple plus, and A four plus, and A this, and A infinite. I'll be going higher, God. Come on. Somebody needs to hear this message today. And tell him, I need your help that I can be completely covered, and I take an initiative, right? Tell all this what I'm telling you. I take an initiative right now, God, and I'm not just dull somebody sitting in one corner, whatever, but I am involved in this, God, right now. I want you. And so I yield myself. If you don't yield, no one on this earth can help you. Nobody, your leader, nobody can. Even the devil won't go from you if you are possessed by the devil. This is in your hand. You may not be possessed by the devil, but the enemy, you know, comes in between and then stops you and gives you a blank life. There is no rejuvenation, there's no laughter, always bombarded with the grumbling or, you know, accusation or all in the world is bad. How many times you felt like that? You all know? You're all good people. I have felt it many times. Everybody, everything around, everything is bad. Any time have you thought like that? Only you are a poor sufferer somewhere, suffering, and everything is bad. You know, let me tell you, it's a lie. It's a real lie. It's a real, real lie. All the assumption, all the prejudices, all lie. Now, come on. Come straight to the point. Let me talk to you, not the devil. I mean, I'm not calling you possessed, but I'm telling you example. Let me talk to you, not the devil. That means you are sharp now. You can hear now. You can understand now. You're not bound now. You will say, I yield. Come on. For this word, I gave all this example. You got it? So when you start to yield, what happens is a new type of a road you like to pave, and you can pave it. So full and controlled by the Holy Spirit, that's where we are yielding now. So whatever situation I am put in, whatever questions there are, struggles there are, but Jesus Christ was not affected by anybody, by anything. Come on. He was not affected by, come on, say that. By? Not anything. Focused, yielded, that's what. Because he was full of, controlled by. These are the two things. So, now we have yielded, we are in the journey, let's learn. And so, when he was completely yielded, and he, by the Holy Spirit, he was led. So, by the Holy Spirit, he was led. That means, Holy Spirit will tell you, look at the scripture, that page, that verse, look at it. And you are just looking, your eyes will go, see, look at that, that's what I'm talking. And every moment that you connect with him and focus, you will be able to hear God. You got it? You'll be able to hear God because you're focused, you are connected, and you want it, the relationship. You want the relationship because you can't do it without it. And then the story of the fasting comes. And then Jesus Christ, because of the full of the Holy Spirit and was controlled by the Holy Spirit, Bible was, you know, just flowing in him. So how many of you struggle hard reading the Bible? Yeah. When you have the struggle reading the Bible, what you have to do is, number one, full of and controlled. Then full of and controlled by the Holy Spirit comes, surely the Bible becomes an interesting book to you. Yeah? So till then, you are struggling. Everybody struggles. The Bible is right in front of you, but you are not able to focus. All of us. Is that true or no? So it's a fact happening. Why I'm giving this example? It's a fact happening. But what you will tell inside of you, hey, if I am full of the Spirit, I'm controlled by the Spirit, and I am full of the power. So, where is the scripture which I have stored in my mind? Which scripture I can speak right now? Like Jesus, you will say, hey, listen, devil. Man shall not live by bread alone. You're talking about the bread. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of my mouth, my God said, get out. See? So all these are connected. So whenever you are struggling hard without focusing on the scripture, you do all of this. Because this is our weapon. And then 14. So all the struggles went off, the demon struggles gone, and then, you know, demon left him, it's written. Demon left him for a while. He left him. And then, again, 14th word says, then Jesus went back, because to his business now. To his business now. He went back full of and under the power of the Holy Spirit into Galilee. You got the point now? So all this you will struggle, but then the word will be your help that gives you power. So wherever Jesus went, multitude followed him. Because he lived, moved, breathed, and he was swallowed up and clothed from the power from on high. So he was full of God. If he was full of God as a God man, you and I can be full of God as sons of God. Amen. Amen. And so he was filled by God. So he was a God, he was God, and he was a son of man. So it's all relating to us, okay? He was God and he was son of man. And the Spirit of God was with him. So he had spirit of creative holiness rested upon him. Yeah? Holiness rested upon him. Anything that is stopping us, I told you about that, flesh or the soul, is from that unholiness. So the power, when it comes, it gives you the power to be holy. So it is lovely to be holy. Jesus came to impart to us the spirit of holiness. So you are full of power. That means what? You are full of holiness. In every area, we are only at the edge of things. The Almighty plan has a plan for the future. We are at the edge. And the Almighty plans are marvelous. He's tip top. You like tip top? You like it, right? Yeah? Crystal clear, tip top, and everything intact and nice. And even the way you arrange your suitcase will be so different. You're tip top, right? Tip top in all this. You're created like this, some of you. And so you want it to be like that, tip top, nice and best and like that. And so what happens? If you are that kind of a tip top, you tell me, how about your Creator? If a human being can have this type of intelligence or like a sort of a nice things, how much our Father in heaven will plan everything so majestically, marvelously, wonderfully, that I will enlarge the place where you stand. Your foot will not slip. You will not have a broken bone. This is for somebody. Your hair will not fall and you will not be embarrassed with that. Come on. Come on. For his people, he said, your clothes will be always white and your head will have oil. That means you will not be poor. Marvelous. Come on. Those who want to take it, take it. Those who want to take it, take it. If you take it, it's yours. So you are at the edge of it. Come on, say that. You are at the edge of things. That I am at the, come on, say that. I am at the edge of things. The Almighty planned for the future for me. And what he has planned is marvelous. 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 Say marvelous. Say marvelous. Where we come to church and we as a team, worship team, we work hard to present the worship to God. And we work in that, If something is missing, you know, me as a real cheerer in the club, you know, I want to fill in so that it will go higher. If we give him, want to give him the best to him, won't he give you the best? I believed it in my life. When I was growing up, I believed it with my life. There was no chance of believing. I believed it with my life. I will always say, Habakkuk, third chapter, last chapter, last scripture. I will always say, he makes my feet as a hind's feet and take me to a higher place. Step after step after step after year after year after year after year after year after. Marvelous. To me, my personal, it is. I never got stuck anywhere. I just I encourage you. This is true, people of God. If you're feeling low, if you're feeling weak, you can't love Jesus. You cannot. So plan something differently. Give a real shock to your brain, you know, along with Jesus, something marvelous. You make your plan so big. I used to tell you this before, that you cannot achieve the plan without the help of God. Dream in such a way that you will make your plan that big that you yourself cannot achieve it without the help of God. Come on. So he is telling you, I am at the edge of it. Maybe it looks so bleak and blank, but I am at the edge of it. Today the Lord told me in the church, I am at the edge of it. I'm going to step into that marvelous so-and-so. You are what? At the edge of something marvelous, so and so. According to you, according to what you want. So dreaming, thinking with the God, you know, all lovely. So God must do something to increase in us. Because we need a revival to revive us. He comes down to help us. Without him, this big plan cannot be possible. Right? So, we touch within us and outside of us. As he comes, he touches us within us and outside of us. So what we need right now is a flood tide with a deluge behind it. We want more. Flood tide with a deluge. We want it right now. Because we need it right now. We want it right now to go and pull on in this, you know, higher walk. Jesus believed 12 people and Jesus believed 120 people. He took handful of people and they turned the world upside down. We are having this Bible in our hands and we are listening and talking and reading. When will we be clothed from on high to make the world around us upside down? You see, all are linked, connected, whatever I'm teaching you, teaching me. So the Spirit of God is upon us. That's what Luke 4:18, right? Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So the Spirit of the Lord is upon us to change our situation. Will you believe? That's the problem. Will you believe? Believe means keep quiet. Just believe. Don't even try to do, but believe. Just believe. So we have to allow God to increase in us for the deliverance of the multitude. So that means we are enlarged. We have plenty. God can trust us to give away. You got it, church? That's the DNA of this church. So don't look down and then don't be always worried for you. This is your DNA because you're not fulfilling this and you're looking at your inner circle around you, my world, nothing is working for you. Okay, so we'll have to travail. This word, I liked it. I got it. I don't have to do anything but believe. Okay, I believe. Number two, you travail. To birth. So that means where will you go and travail? In the labor room. Which is your labor room? Intercession. You travail means you stand before God and travail for the things to move. Right? So you have a right relationship with heaven and you are here to fulfill what he wants you to fulfill. And your relationship is strong because step by step we are coming, right? Your relationship is strong. And then your holiness is strong. Okay? You are going on cleansing yourself. You are believing it and you are enlarging. See, power from on high. So never go smaller, never grow weaker. Okay. This week, what did Jesus do? Isaiah 63:3 says, Jesus traded the wine press alone. How many of you felt alone? But Jesus was alone. He treaded the wine press alone. Isaiah 63:3. Despising the cross and the shame. Okay? He bore it all alone so that we might be partakers of the divine nature. 2 Peter 1:4. If you think that you are in the travail, you are a chosen vessel that you are travailing to bring sons and daughters, like how Jesus did. So you become the sharers of the divine plan of holiness. So all this, you know, mark it in your notebook and step by step work on it this week. And so you will have a fire burning inside of you every day. That is the revival in you. Because you're following the truth, you're believing the word, right? You're following and you're doing the cleansing, and you're asking, don't go for Galatians 3, that's for me. You go anywhere, God will show you. So you will join with Him in the divine plan. Hallelujah. How many of you want this type of a power coming on you? How many of you want to say, God, I need it like how the first century church had. Jesus told the disciples, do not go, wait. And in Acts of the Apostles chapter 1, you see them, you know, there. The power from 1:8, the bomb power, the dunamis will come on you. And second chapter, you see, it did come on them and they did receive it. And the third chapter, you see, they did release it and the miracle started to take place. You see? And the fourth chapter, agitation took place and they said, don't talk about Jesus. The name Jesus, don't mention. They shouted little more stronger because they were not afraid. You see? Because full of power. So in that chapter only it's mentioned, the place where they stood shook. How many of you believe that? Where are you today? How are you today? What's your temperature? Spiritual temperature. Birthing took place, power came down, Stephen was full. Because of Stephen, Paul came into the existence. Yeah, challenge. And then Peter, Paul, all the rest of the guys, they shook the place. They were like a spoon storing up everywhere. It's all started from the power from on high.